Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A huge victory for nativity scenes and religious symbols at the Court of Appeals involving our Indiana nativity scene. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to discuss this is Holly Mead. Well, this is a great decision. It's a 2-1 decision, but it is significant in that the court, before it released its opinion, circulated the opinion to all of the judges on the court and asked, do any of you want to rehear this with all of the judges instead of just 3 sitting? And only 2 said they do. So that means the rest of them are fine with this particular case. It's a very unusual approach for them to release it to everyone before they release the opinion. But the reason is, Holly, is 1, they did not apply the so-called Lemon Test, and 2, in doing so, they did not apply 2 of the same Circuit Court of Appeals' prior precedents involving Establishment Clause claims. And that's why they said, we're departing from that past, and we want the rest of you to know that this is the direction we're going. Do any of you have a problem and want to rehear this case and weigh in on it? And only 2 said they do, including the 2-1, the dissenter in our case, and 1 other judge. But the rest of them said, no, it's fine, release it. And so they did. So that is a huge development. Now, what did they do? Now, this is the case called Woodring versus Jackson County, Indiana. We represent the county in this nativity scene challenge brought by the ACLU. There's another county that we represent in Indiana. Fulton County also has a nativity scene. That one had been up for 60 years. This one in Jackson County for 15 years, both of them sued by the ACLU. We had a decision against us in the lower court, appealed this to the Court of Appeals, and ultimately won a great victory at the Court of Appeals. So this particular case, without going too far in the weeds, ultimately decided that it's not going to apply the so-called Lemon Test. The word Lemon Test goes back to a Supreme Court case a long time ago called Lemon versus Kurtzman.
Yeah, that was where the court ruled that a Rhode Island law providing government funding to non-secular schools was unconstitutional. So it's really bizarre how they would even try to apply it to something like a nativity scene in the first place.
Well, it developed over time, and Justice O'Connor ultimately added components to it, and a number of justices have criticized the Lemon Test. And this particular test has caused lots of confusion.
Yeah, Scalia really talked about it as like a ghoul. He called it a ghoul in the late night horror movie or something like that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was always interesting with words.
He said,
regarding the Lemon Test, quote, like some ghoul in a late night horror movie that repeatedly sits up in its grave and shuffles around. After being repeatedly killed and buried, Lemon stalks our Establishment Clause jurisprudence once again, frightening little children and school attorneys.
And that's a great description because it does. It keeps popping up here and there.
Right, because sometimes they use it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't use it.
Yeah, it's not consistent.
No, and in fact, the best illustration of that is in 2005 when I argued a Kentucky Ten Commandments display. And at the same time, there was another case out of Texas involving a standalone monument of the Ten Commandments. Argued same day, decided same day. In the case of the Texas monument, they did not apply or use the Lemon Test. In the case of Kentucky, they did apply and they used the Lemon Test. And so in the Kentucky case, the majority of justices were more concerned about the original thinking of 1 or 2 of the commissioners as to why they put the display up, as opposed to the display itself. As though when you're looking at that display 5-10 years later, you're going to be thinking about somebody's comment to the media as to why they did it 10 years earlier, as opposed to looking at the actual display itself. That's the problems with the Lemon Test. Sometimes it's used, sometimes it's not. That's why Scalia says, It repeatedly sits up in its grave and shuffles around after being repeatedly killed and buried. So sometimes you think they're not going to use it, and they don't. But then all of a sudden it pops up out of its grave, and they use it when they want to. And this is not just the Supreme Court. It's the lower courts, too. So, in fact, in the early cases of my writing briefs to the Supreme Court, this was one of the early ones back in the early 1990s. We wrote an amicus brief, and it was all dedicated to the conflicting opinions of Lemon in the lower courts. And we said, you know, what, you can do this, but you can't do that. You can do this, but you can't do that. We went through all of these different conflicting decisions because Lemon gave all kinds of conflicts and uncertainty. And that's why Scalia says, frightening the little children and school attorneys.
We call it a sour test. Yeah. It's very subjective. So it's a great victory. They didn't apply it in this particular case to this nativity scene, which is an unprecedented decision for other nativity scenes as well.
Yeah, and it goes far beyond nativity scenes as well, but it's regarding religious symbols. And so what the court ultimately did is look at three cases from the Supreme Court, one involving the Maryland Peace Cross, involving the American Legion case, in which they upheld that Peace Cross. It had been up for about a century.
1925, yeah.
Been up a long time. And it was challenged. And the court ultimately upheld it because it had been up so long, number one. And number two, kind of looking at the history of it.
It was a monument to honor veterans that fought for our country.
Yeah, and they relied upon a case just before that called Town of Greece versus Galloway, which upheld prayer delivered before local government bodies at your local county or city level, or school board, for example, but it was a county or city level in that case. And then they looked at a case that was much older, Marsh versus Chambers, that upheld legislative prayer using a historical test, and that was involving a Nebraska legislature on the state level. And the courts in those cases looked at more history in terms of prayer and its consistency with our Judeo-Christian history and values and the adoption and application of our Bill of Rights, including the First Amendment. And so applying that, they looked at this with regards to nativity scenes. And they looked at this in a couple of ways. Obviously, nativity scenes have been around for a long time. But in this particular case, nativity scene also had been here for 15 years. And if you look at the history of our country and the development of the Constitution, it's very consistent with these Judeo-Christian values. There's no hostility here. And so the court decided to uphold the nativity scene using an historical test. And that is a significant change, Holly.
Yeah.
Rather than this Lemon test that is confusing and it depends upon your prediction versus my prediction, my interest versus your interest. It really diverts from the Constitution, and you can have liberal justices and more conservative original intent justices or judges, and they can come out different ways using that.
You know, and the bottom line is, if you don't understand and don't believe that we are created in the image of God, our freedoms come from Him, our foundation for America comes from Him, and the documents that we have are from our founders believed in Him. If you don't, you know, cherish that, like these atheist groups don't, they're always going to have an issue trying to justify why we have nativity scenes and Ten Commandments and peace crosses and things like that. They're always going to fight that.
Yeah, and so here's part of the court's decision. We hold today that American Legion, that's the case involving the Peace Cross, displaces the purpose and endorsement test in the context of Establishment Clause challenges to nativity scenes in passive Christmas displays on government property. Applying American Legion, we hold that Jackson County's nativity scene, as displayed in 2019, does not violate the Establishment Clause. So that is great news for Jackson County. It's going to be great news for Fulton County that we represent in Indiana,
as well as other nativity scenes throughout the nation,
throughout the country. And like each court of appeals, they govern more than just their state. So there's binding precedent on more than just Indiana. There's other states around, like Illinois, Indiana, and other surrounding states.
And every year these cases come up.
But in addition to that, you've got this as a strong precedent across the country. Mm-hmm. And you're right, every year it comes up.
The Grinches come out of the closet.
Yep, and they try to intimidate these attorneys and governmental leaders into removing these displays, whether it's a nativity scene or some other religious symbol. And this is a great victory that will go a long way in protecting religious freedom, religious symbols, our history, and heritage. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also order our booklet that I wrote some time ago called The Ten Commandments in American Law and Government. It's a great overview regarding the import and the influence of the Ten Commandments on American law and government.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.